timing for this week's official Raiders podcast was really important because the game on Thursday, the holidays, but then all of a sudden everyone in the Raider Nation was floored with the retirement of the great Charles Woodson. If there was one person within the organization I could bring on to talk about this and the season, it's the Hall of Famer, Willie Brown. Willie, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. How are you?
I'm good, JT. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
This is huge news. First off, I want to ask you, did you see this coming? I know you're around Charles a lot. Were you surprised by this, or was this expected that he would retire this year?
No, I kind of expected. You know, early in the season, he kind of indicated that he probably will be his last year. So I was kind of looking towards that way also because I said, well, okay, I think maybe he want to play another year, I'm not sure. So finally yesterday he and I had a private conversation about it, and he felt this is his time to do it.
Well, Willie, that private conversation's between you and him, but it seems like Charles was really thinking heavy about this over the last couple of weeks. You've been there before with your great Hall of Fame career. What's it like as a player when you're at the end and you know you could probably play a little bit longer, but the time is right to step aside?
Well, you know, you really think about it heavily, and you think about your family, you know, missing them, not being able to spend a lot of time with them. You're always away from home quite a bit. And so you look at it and say, well, you know, maybe this is it. And I'm not sure. But once a player make up his mind and say, it is time, believe me, it is time, because that's running through his head about should I, shouldn't I. But once you make that statement saying that maybe another year, I'm not sure, then finally you say, no, I'm done, then you are done. Same thing happened to me, when I was going to my last year. I was going for my 17th year, and I wrecked my knee. So I told Mr. Davis, I said, you know what, I think it's time for me to get out of this game. So he said, no, wait a minute. Go ahead, you go check your knee out. So my knee had an operation. I said, you know what, I am done. I'm not going through this anymore, and I didn't need to, you know, because my career had been good, and so why go another year when you're going out the way you're going out?
Willie, I think that's a really good point. You had the peace of mind to know you had a great championship career and all of your accomplishments. And I really think we can tie that into Charles with his Super Bowl ring in Green Bay to come full circle, to come back with the Raiders. And talk about the performances of him this year with these 8 takeaways, the fumble recoveries, the interceptions. He's playing at such a high level.
Well, no question about it. He's playing. He really played better this year than he did last year.
Yeah.
I mean, he really, you know, stood out and always making plays. Every time a ball is in the air, I'm thinking, Charles, get it, you know, that kind of thing. But he had a good career and playing, you know, 18 years, that's a long time. And I played 16 years, but mine was all that corner, and his was that corner and safety. So, Charles, you know, he got 2 boys, and I love those two boys to death. So, he needs to spend time with his wife and his family and, you know, do the things that he want to do and haven't been able to do because of sports. You know, sports take you away from your family quite a bit. And, that's part of the game. If you want to play it, that's part of it.
Willie Brown joins us on the official Raiders podcast. You know, Willie, can you just talk a little bit about the change from cornerback to safety and why it's so difficult and how he was able to excel at that?
Well, you know, when you play corner, you know, you're out there by yourself. Particularly when I play, you know, you're out there by yourself on man-to-man. You count on your safety being in the middle. But it's a tough thing to do, but it's easier in terms of playing the safety than it is the corner because you got pressure on you every play. And as a safety, you sit back there and you just read the quarterback and you read formation, what they're trying to do, and, you know, then – You the go-to guy. You the guy that's supposed to make those kind of plays, anything inside, anything deep. So Charles had that ability because of me. I no way that I want to play safety. Too much hitting going on in there.
Well, you played with Tatum, so and when you look at Atkinson and all the great safeties that you played with throughout your career, you played with some of the hardest hitting safeties, and that was great about Charles too. He wasn't a finesse guy. He could really get his helmet in there and make big tackles.
Yeah, you know, the thing about Charles is amazing when I see him make some of those kind of tackles, because he's able to slip, and the next thing you know, he's under the legs and, you know, going from one leg, and he got the guy down, and he just had a knack of where to hit him and how to get him down better than anybody I've ever seen. I never seen a safety that had the quickness and the ability to make so many easy-looking tackles when it's not easy. But Charles used his body a lot, but he had that quickness to slip a block, and next thing you know, he got the guy down. And that's the big difference about him is that he was able to do that as a safety. And me, no, I didn't want no part of going up in there.
Hall of Famer Willie Brown joins us. Willie, I have the pleasure of sitting with you at many of the games here and watching this last game where the Raiders once again were out of the gate slow. They're down 14-0 on those two interceptions against Carr, but then they come back and take the lead in this game before losing 30-20. Willie, if you can kind of sum up the season so far going in to the Thursday night game, because the Raiders, even in the losses, and they're 2-5 at home, were in games where they took the lead, and most of the media says they're right there. The only problem is they haven't been able to finish. How difficult is it to finish with a young team?
Well, it really is. It's tough because everybody got to stay focused, and you enjoy the success of plays and things like that after the game. And like when I played with Tatum and Atkinson, Upshaw, Stake, Lindekoff, we didn't do any celebration because we knew that, hey, the game is not over till it's over. The last gun goes off, and that's when it's over. So we always stay focused, particularly the second half, because we knew we had a better team than whoever we played anyway, but we stayed focused and we didn't do all that celebrating because, and that's the thing with us. We come up, we pressure them now, we take a lead, and next thing you know, somebody, you know, not in the right spot, not the right call, or the missed call, and missed this, missed that. So it's tough, but, you know, particularly when you're young, I haven't been in certain situations like this before. I mean, we had a good run. I thought for sure that we probably would be in the playoffs this year. And mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we had some things happen. We got some injured players, and we didn't execute some of the plays that we should have. And that made it tough on us. But I can see that I can see the light at the end of the tunnel because the way the guys play, they played hard. But we did not play hard enough to win the game. And that's the thing. We got to finish the game all the way out and not just play, you know, half of this game at first quarter, second quarter. You know, you got to play throughout the whole game. And with 60 minutes on the clock, you got to go 60 minutes. And if not, now then the next thing you have to do is come up with the play. If your big-time starters and your big-time playmakers and your key guys are on offense or defense, those are the guys you look at to make a play. It's up to them to make the play. If they don't make the play, you're in trouble. So that's why you're a captain. That's why you are making it all pro. That's why you make it all rookie or whatever. Mm-hmm. The fans and me and everybody else thinking that, hey, you got to make a play in order for us to win. That's the way I look at it.
Right.
When we get behind our team and, you know, doing this and that to us, it was my responsibility as a captain. And my responsibility as a player is to get out there and make a play so we can win the ball game. Somebody you count on doing practice, you see things happening, and we expect you to do those things when it comes game time, particularly when we need a play out of you, whether kicking a field goal, running a punt back, whatever. You are the guy, and you are the guy that's going to help us win.
Wrapping it up with Willie Brown. Willie, it's too early to speculate about next year, but when you look at the secondary, obviously now another big hole, Charles Woodson retiring, but with the play of DJ Hayden, TJ Carey, Amerson, who stepped up this year, Two things I want to ask you about. First, I want to talk about technique. Often the media says, and people say around football, that a player in the bump and run, or he gives a player too much space, or he doesn't turn on the ball. There's a lot of good coaches, from Ken Norton Jr., Jack Del Rio, the head coach, obviously Rod Woodson, defensive backs. When you got players who have athletic ability, like DJ Hayden, how do you quickly teach him to become a better technique guy for next year, or whoever you bring in next year, teach him how to turn on the football better?
Well, you teach him with the mentality that you are better than him. He cannot beat you. Your mindset got to be that, hey, there's no way he's going to catch a ball on me. You got to go through things like that. And I'm sure that one of the biggest problems is this, JT, is that you can't spend time with the player like you used to spend time. It used to be when I had a couple of rookies, a couple of young guys, even a couple of old guys, we would stay after practice and work on things like that, the techniques, the fundamentals, making sure you have the correct steps when you're making a break here and there. And nowadays, you don't have time to do that because, you know, the rules and things like that, being on the field, being after practice, they just won't let you do it. But some way, we would find a way to work with those young players that we have in the secondary this year because they need it, and I'm willing to give my time and as much of time that I can with them and get this thing turned around, and hopefully they respond. And I'm sure we will be better back there again this year because the players that we have, they're young, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't have Charles back there to kind of guide them and help them, but Rod Wilson is back there. And Marcus is back there, so in my hip, so mm-hmm. they should be better, and hopefully that they work at those weaknesses that they have during off season.
Finally, Willie, the holiday season, Christmas Eve, a football game in Oakland. We talked about Charles Woodson at length here. For your whole adult life, you played in meaningful games around the holiday season, into the new year, the postseason, all your success. What does the holidays mean to you? Because you got a great family. Your family is also the Raiders, also the Raider Nation, and the fans. So what's it like to be an ambassador for the Raiders during the holiday season?
Well, it's fun time, you know, for me. I'm enjoying it because I get to do pretty much what I want to do and how I want to do it. We have like 100 kids coming in here to the facility tonight and have a bicycle program that we're doing with them. So I try to stay involved when something's going on in the community, some function going on, and I go and represent Mark Davis and Mrs. Davis and the whole organization from that standpoint. Is to show that we are involved in the community, want to be involved in the community, you know, all this time. So, but it's a lot of fun, JT, you know, because I used to get in the office around 7 o'clock and leave about 8 or 9 o'clock at night. So they give me a lot of time to do some things I want to do and see what's going on in the community. And hopefully, you know, that the Raiders have always helped, you know, in the community doing certain things. But I have enough to keep me busy for sure.
That is for sure. We're lucky to have you, Willie, especially with the breaking news on Charles before the game on Thursday night. Thanks so much for making time and joining us on the official Raiders podcast. It means a lot to the entire Raider Nation. Happy holidays.
Same to you, JG. Anytime, man. Just let me know. And go Raiders.